Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I'm back in action. I took some time off from recording podcasts and just from my everyday routine. And so I'm back. Hope everybody is doing well. And today I just want to talk about some things that in a relationship that I think women should never do for a man. The notions of romantic love and relationships are such a huge trap that I think women can be easily consumed by the appetite of romance, not realizing that their own identity and self-esteem are being neglected. And there are some cases where women will do anything just to light the embers and to encourage a romantic relationship. But, you know, don't pretend you're to be someone you're not. You know, in your quest to be in a relationship, there's a threat of transforming yourself into a perfect image. And if you're fabricating who you are, then your relationship will be a facade. It's, you know, the essence of genuineness is the fertile ground in which true relationships are born. Your partner's not going to be won over by an imaginary character. You have to be authentic. And a person who really values you will welcome you being you. You being your authentic self. You have to live your life with your strengths, your weaknesses, everything that you are, you have to bring to the table. Don't suppress your intelligence or your knowledge or your abilities. Using fake emotions to make your counterpart feel more safe destroys your self-esteem and your abilities, and it develops a correlation of people that's not equal, not healthy. A true loving union is a two-way street. Two people have to look to each other for the intellectual potential. It's not one person running the show. You know, you don't lower your intellect to make somebody else feel better. So if someone is turned off when you're articulate, then that's not going to be the right person for you. And also, you know, don't take on a motherly role. A woman should never be in a position where she acts as the mother of a man who can fully provide for himself. It's really suppressive to a partnership. And it's just, it's not the change of role that you want. You know, it makes a partner overly dependent, less responsible. It's going to make you feel undervalued and feel more like a caregiver than a partner. And it's like participants in the relationship should keep their roles as partners in a relationship. They need to contribute equally and support each other. There should be no father figure, mother figure, none of that. And, you know, don't sacrifice your personal goals and your aspirations. You might have to compromise, but, you know, sacrificing your career goals completely is not the right thing to do. It's going to create a lot of hostility. Balanced relationships include both partners that promote each other's personal growth and accomplishment. If you're always habitually sacrificing your ambitions at the mercy of someone, you got to stop doing that. You know, you can't let other people manipulate your decisions or interfere with your own decision-making process. That is a red flag. Respect your own voice and every choice you make, because if you have the right partner, they're not going to be threatened by your decisions. A person knowing how to respect you, they'll give their opinion, but they're not going to force you to make a certain decision, which leads to, you know, financial independence. It's really important. Relying exclusively on a man for daily income is not a good idea. To give that type of power to somebody in a relationship is a really bad idea. It restricts your ability to make choices independently. You will feel like you're imprisoned, truly. Be financially independent. It's so empowering. It gives you the self-reliance that gives you confidence to be the person that you are. And it's, you know, it gives you options and choices. And to step out of your comfort zone, you know, to explore new things. You need to be a little bit more adventurous sometimes. And, you know, sometimes people get into relationships and they get so stagnant because they're so afraid of just doing anything out of their comfort zone because they're afraid their spouse is going to judge them. Don't not make decisions. Don't, you know, make all of your moves based on how you think a man is going to interpret them. That's really important. Like, don't ignore your own needs. Your self-worth deserves not less than your partner's. You know, you have to remember your needs every time your partner's needs go through your mind. You have to put yourself on the same level, on the same footing. Don't put anyone underneath you. Don't make all these sacrifices that create you to lose the things that make you happy. It really will create a lot of anger. And also, when you're in this relationship, don't isolate yourself from your friends and family. You know, your friends and family are a vital support network that have always offered you love and advice and a sense of belonging. Maintain those connections because it helps as well for you to preserve your identity and independence outside of your relationship. It ensures a balanced perspective on life. And a healthy relationship should enrich your life, not restrict it. That's really important. A healthy relationship should enrich your life, not restrict it. And a loving partner will understand and encourage your need to maintain these external connections. It's an integral part of who you are. They should accept that, you know, and don't tolerate any kind of disrespectful behavior. That to me is a non-negotiable. Never accept disrespectful or abusive behavior at all, including any kind of physical, psychological, or verbal abuse. Get out. If you see any signs of an unsafe relationship, get out. It's never going to make you happy. And don't stay in a relationship out of fear or obligation. The fear of being alone or societal norms or obligations to a person may make you stay in a relationship, but it's just going to leave you emotionally drained and unfulfilled. If you're in a toxic relationship, get out of it. You really have to break free. You know, love involves compromise, but never at the cost of your own identity or your happiness or well-being. And you need to be who you are. The right man will love you for who you are and respect your autonomy and support your dreams and aspirations. And you will know if it's a healthy situation. You have to stay true to yourself and you'll enrich your life. And then you bring something so special and beautiful to your relationship, which is the best version of yourself. You're not cutting into and molding yourself for somebody else. You're simply enriching your life with another person, and that's how it should be. And, you know, anything less than that, anything that feels dysfunctional or toxic or out of balance, get out of it. It's not the right situation. Your gut will tell you. And when you start listening to your own self, you won't have to ask your friends or look for advice. Just listen to how you feel. Is the relationship creating anxiety and stress and insecurity, or is it bringing you joy and adding to your already happy existence? And if it's not, then move on. Turn the page and let a door shut so that a window can open, or shut the window so a door can open, and you will end up finding the right situation. But the longer you stay in a situation that doesn't bring you happiness, fulfillment, or doesn't allow you to be true to yourself, will not be an enriching relationship, and it will only lead to anger and disappointment for a long period of time, making it less opportune for you to find the right person. So don't waste your time. Life is precious. Don't waste your time with people who don't bring out the best in you. Truly, don't waste an hour of your time. I hope everybody has a great day. Thank you for listening to Embracing Life 101.